things that they're actually talking about, saving, the £4 billion, which is a lot of money that they're talking about saving, that actually includes structural repairs, gas repairs, things that are a total non-starter when it comes to do-it-yourself. And if the idea is to save money, when people are actually starting to make these repairs to their home, of course they need to be inspected afterwards, which of course, would be carried out by the person actually doing the work in the first place, unless it was something serious. So there's going to be extra inspections. If someone's actually going to have to hang a door, which I think Grant said himself, that was one of the things that everyday things that people could do, was to hang their own door. Where are they going to get the doors from? Are the council going to deliver them a door? And they're going to come around and make sure it's been fitted afterwards? Why don't they just do it themselves? I'm not sure if Grant's ever fitted a door himself, but perhaps he should give it a go and realise how simple it isn't. These things are not going to save money. Now, the other reason that immediately occurred to me why it wouldn't work is one of the other things that Grant's doing and his government's doing is scrapping lifetime tenancies. Now, currently I'm in my home, unless my situation changes, which hopefully it will because it's a very small council flat, I'll be in there for life. If I was only in there for 5 years, why on earth would I be compelled to make very minor repairs? And this is one of the things the council has already highlighted as a result of five-year tenancies, or less in some cases, that people won't be so minded to carry out any repairs or any upkeep of their home, and the cost to the council, who have to do it when they're kicked out after 5 years, will actually go up. So why on earth would people even want to attempt to do DIY when they're only there for such a short space of time? You don't go to your hotel room and start hoovering up and repainting the walls, so why on earth would you do it in a council tenancy that you've only got for 5 years or less?